An excerpt from Ray Bradbury, The Martian Chronicles, copyright 1950. Biggs weaved to the rim of the Martian Canal. He carried 6 empty bottles and dropped them one by one into the deep blue canal waters. They made empty, hollow, drowning sounds as they sank. "I christen thee, I christen thee, I christen thee," said Biggs thickly. "I christen thee, Biggs, Biggs, Biggs Canal." Spender was on his feet, over the fire and alongside Biggs before anyone moved. He hit Biggs once in the teeth and once in the ear. Biggs toppled and fell down into the canal water. After the splash, Spender waited silently for Biggs to climb back up onto the stone bank. By the time he did, the men were holding Spender. "Hey, what's eating you, Spender? Hey," they asked. Biggs climbed up and stood dripping. He saw the men holding Spender. "Well," he said, and started forward. "That's enough," snapped Captain Wilder, and the men broke away from Spender. Biggs stopped and glanced at the captain. "All right, Biggs, get some dry clothes. You men, carry on your party. Spender, you come with me." The men looked up. Wilder moved off to some distance and confronted Spender. "Suppose you explain what just happened," he said. Spender looked at the canal. "I don't know. I was ashamed of Biggs and us and the noise. Christ, what a spectacle. It's been a long trip. They've got to have their fling. Where's their respect, sir? Where's their sense of the right thing? You're tired, and you've a different way of seeing things, Spender. That's a $50 fine for you." "Yes, sir." It was just the idea of them watching us, making fools of ourselves." "Them? The Martians, whether they're dead or not." "Most certainly dead," said the captain. "Do you think they know we're here? Doesn't an old thing always know when a new thing comes?" "I suppose so, but you sound as if you believe in spirits." "I believe in the things that were done, and there are evidences of many things done on Mars. There are streets and houses, and there are books, I imagine, and big canals and clocks and places for stabling, if not horses, well, then some domestic animal. I don't know, maybe something with 12 legs, who knows? Everywhere I look, I see things that were used. They were touched and handled for centuries. Ask me then if I believe in the spirit of the things as they were used, and I'll say yes. They're all here, all the things which had uses, all the mountains which had names, and we'll never be able to use them without feeling uncomfortable. And somehow the mountains will never sound right to us. We'll give them new names, but the old names are there, somewhere in time, and the mountains were shaped and seen under those names. The names we'll give to the canals and the mountains and the cities will fall like so much water on the back of a mallard. No matter how we touch Mars, we'll never touch it. And then we'll get mad at it. And you know what we'll do? We'll rip it up. We'll rip its skin off. We'll change it into fit ourselves." "We won't ruin Mars," said the captain. "It's too big. It's too good." "Oh, you think not? We Earthmen have a talent for ruining big, beautiful things. The only reason we didn't set up hot dog stands in the midst of the Egyptian temple of Karnak is because it was out of the way and served no large commercial purpose. And Egypt is just a small part of the Earth. But here, gosh, this whole thing is ancient and different, and we have to set down somewhere and start fouling it up. We'll call the canal Rockefeller Canal, and the mountain King George Mountain, and the sea DuPont Sea, and there'll be a Roosevelt and Lincoln and Coolidge cities, and it won't ever be right, and there are the proper names for these places." "Well, that'll be your job as archaeologists to find out the old names, and we'll use them." "Oh, a few men like us against all the commercial interests?" Spender looked at the Iron Mountains. "They know we're here tonight to spit in their wine. I imagine they hate us." The captain shook his head. "There's no hatred here." He listened to the wind. "From the look of their cities, they were a graceful, beautiful, and philosophical people. They accepted what came to them. They acceded to racial death. That much we know, and without a last-moment war or frustration to tumble down their cities. Every town we've seen so far has been flawlessly intact. They probably don't mind us being here any more than they'd mind children playing on the front lawn, knowing and understanding children for what they are. And anyway, perhaps all of this will change us for the better." "Did you notice the peculiar quiet of the men, Spender, until Biggs forced them to get happy? They look pretty humble and frightened. Looking at all this, we know, well, they're not so hot. We're kids in rompers, shouting out play rockets and atoms loud and alive, but one day Earth will be as Mars is today. This will sober us. It's an object lesson in civilizations. We'll learn from Mars. Now suck in your chin. Let's go back and play happy. That $50 fine still goes.